Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for asking me about the a friend of yours that you thought might have sent me a message. Was that William?
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Dale Martin sitting in for Ron Clayton. Can everyone hear me?
Yeah, this is Bob Oakley.
Hello?
Sitting in for Ron Clayton.
Well, just like Ron, to be pretty thorough, I guess he invited both of us this afternoon.
Yeah.
So who do we have online? Please state your name. Let's introduce ourselves. I guess we have a full team today.
You have a what?
Well, I will start. I'm Dale Martin. I'm in the Buffalo, New York area. And again, I guess one of the guys sitting in for Ron. Who else do we have?
Yeah. Well, I'm Bob Oakley. I'm the host for the show today. Ron asked me to host it.
Okay. Was that Ron or Bob?
Good. I'm glad you're on.
Hello, Dale. This is Len Kane with the Golden Rule Society out here in sunny California. Glad to be on board with you,
well,
sir.
Hello there, Len. Well, hello, Len. Good to hear your voice once again.
Yeah, this is Len Kane, Golden Rule Society, out here in sunny Southern California. I'm glad to be on board with you, my friend. God bless.
Well, God, good to be on board as well. And are there any others? The three of us at this time?
I'm on, Bob.
Hi, Len. This is Bob. Len, this is Bob Oakley. I'm the host. Ron asked me to host today for him. And we're kicking off the show here. Welcome aboard, Len. It's always good to have you on the program.
Okay. Well, great, guys. Let's get our conversation started for the day. And I would just like to say, for anyone who wants to call into the show that happens to listen or be listening to today's podcast, the telephone number to call in for our guest is 714-816-4686. Again, if you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, give us a call at 714-816-4686. So fantastic. So,
thank
Bob,
you.
Thank
you for those announcements. And you can certainly stay on and talk with us if you want. We'll be happy to talk about whatever areas Ron thought that you should talk about. But I do want to get Len Kane on here because he is a very important part of this Friday show. And I want to make a quick introduction to Len. As the founder and developer of the Golden Rule Society. And I understand for 50 years now, right, Len, that you're celebrating your 50th year in that program.
Yes, it's the golden anniversary of the Golden Rule Society. We're all non-paid volunteers helping children, churches, charities nationwide, worldwide. Glad to be part of it because it helped making a better world. That's what it's all about. Back over to you, sir.
Okay.
You've been nominated for quite a few awards around humanitarian awards and other types of awards, and including, I think, five times now, nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. So you're getting recognition for your efforts over those 50 years, we commend you for that, and we thank you for all of your efforts that you've been doing over the years. And so, I know that you have many things that you want to tell us about. And Len, if you wouldn't mind spending a few minutes telling people a little bit about the whole Golden Rule Society and what it is that you've been actively involved in.
Well, it'd be a pleasure and an honor to share the activities, what's been going on for all these many, many years. And in a nutshell, I first invite everybody, if they want, get yourself a piece of paper and a pencil and visit our website and see all the wonderful things that we've been sharing with individuals, families, friends, neighbors, churches and charities for the past 50 years. And if you want to, it's very simple, very typical, www.goldenrulesociety. That's all one word, no spacing and all that. So www.goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. That in the United States simply means we're a charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt corporation, legally established here in California, but we're supervised by the great city and the great country, and they make sure that we do everything above board, which is easy to do. Legal, ethical, moral. That's why we're here. We're busy serving the Lord by taking good care of all the people who are here. And that's what it's all about. We're here to serve. And I call it the KISS program. Keep it simple, servant. And that's the nice thing to do.
Amen.
And I might as well, being that I'm on a roll, if you will, we have started, having put in a lot of work with it. It's called the Golden Rule Society's Kindness Campaign. And everybody in the world is going to have an opportunity to be a part of it. One, it's free. Two, it's easy. And three, it's very productive, because it's why we're here on this earth, to help make it a better world. And here's the saying, the Golden Rule Society Kindness Campaign, it says, with love, kindness, and hope in your heart for peace and joy on the world. Treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And when I told a whole people about this, they said, that kind of sounds like the good Lord's 11th commandment, where he says, share the love that I give you with others. And that's just a good, solid, simple, but so powerful a saying. So that's what we're doing, and that's what we're up with. And again, we're going to send a video email. That's what we do. Instead of just you write down an email, that's nice. But we have a video email. This is where you simply click on the buttons, send it to whoever you want to, and they see you. You need a little video camera, of course, very inexpensive. And you talk to your families, your friends, your neighbors, your church, charity, whoever you want to talk to, and they see you, and they see and feel your personality. Kind of it is where I am right now. I'm talking, and I smile, and sometimes I grab a little giddy, fooling around. But the point is, it goes like this. Have you got a minute to help make it a better world? And then I explain to him what we're doing and why. And along with the video, there's going to be wording and things that people read down in the bottom. And what we do is we're offering the wonderful gifts, if you will, for everybody and anybody. Let me give you an example. One is called Success for You. When people click on the Golden Rule Society website, they go to Success for You. It's the educational, motivational, inspirational, character-building program for children of all ages. In other words, you can be a teenager, you can be an old-timer, if you will, a senior citizen, but it's going to give you an action plan for living. Because in the world, why make the same mistakes that have been already been made that don't work? Don't waste your time or your money or anything. But there it is, the action plan for living.
I was laughing about what you said about don't make the same mistakes over again, because you should have told some of these politicians that, because they keep making them over and over and over and over again. You know what I mean? Trying to do the same thing without making any changes. The thing that didn't work, if it didn't work before, it's not going to work now, you know? So anyway.
Country boy. I was reading in Webster Dictionary, Mr. Kane, and I've been a teacher for over 30 years, and I've never called anybody stupid, but I quote what Webster Dictionary says: if anyone does something and it doesn't work, and if they continue to do it over and over and over again, they call it stupidity.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good description there, country boy. Welcome aboard. God bless. Good to hear your voice.
Yes, sir.
I would like to go back to something, Lynn, you said in the beginning when you used the KISS acronym, keep it simple, servant. Can you describe, in your opinion, that servant leader or that individual, he or she, that has that servant spirit?
Well, that's why we're here. This is a feeling, and my mother conveyed that to me when I was a youngster. And the reason we're having a kindness campaign, I finished high school, and 2 days later, I was off to join the Navy. And leaving home, and my mother sat me down, and she said, Len, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, you be kind. And that has stayed with me for all of my life. And that's why we're having this kindness campaign. Because it's something that I think about on a daily basis. It's all in my mind. It's in my heart. So whatever I do, wherever I go, I just try to be kind to people. Hold the door, a simple please, thank you, whatever courtesy you want to expend to others. And it's kindness. It can be something big by helping somebody maybe in a moving process, somebody trying to get a job, helping out, whatever it is. There are uncountable opportunities to help make it a better world. And very end with the words, keep it simple, servant. Help others. Doing to them what you would want them to do to you. We all know what that kind of feels like. It's a warm, wonderful
feeling. One of the reasons why, and I agree with you, which is one of the reasons why I feel kindness can be and should be contagious. I know there are several individuals, one person in particular, just like to say good afternoon to you as well, country boy, because you certainly are a man that displays all the acts of kindness.
Well, yes,
sir. We have another friend of hope on with us. Derek from Tennessee has joined us. And Derek is one of the most productive guys that I know of involved with the Hope Collection. And he is active every day talking to people. And welcome aboard again, Derek. Good to hear you.
I just ask people, are you just making some additional income?
Yep. So it's good to have you.
If they say no, I don't
good
give them a hope card.
Yep.
If they say no, I don't give them a hope card.
Right. And so that's one area that Dr. Joel Griffin started us all on was many years ago, Dr. Cole Griffin started us on using hope cards. And I don't know if any of you that are listening have access to the hope cards, but we can certainly help you get them through the hope collection. Derek uses those a lot to hand out to people that he meets and to offer them an opportunity to help them and to take them through a hope collection website and to get them registered into the hope collection if that's what they desire to do. Free, by the way. It's just like the Golden Rule Society Lynn talked about. Things are free. And people have a hard time sometimes understanding that because they're expecting us to want something. What are you looking for? You know, what do you want from us? You know, Len's kindness program puts it in a nutshell, right, Len?
Absolutely.
Treat people with kindness.
And for anyone that's not familiar and that's hearing the hope card for the very first time, do you mind sharing what some of the benefits are? You know, what comes with having and possessing the hope card?
Well, Derek has dropped off for a second. Apparently he has another call. But I know what he's doing with the hope cards. He's introducing them to hope. And he's showing them that there is a way that we can make for a better world for them through the Hope Collection and through the Golden Rule Society and others that are available to people. So, one of the key benefits is we assign them to a person that can coach them. And in my case, I'm coaching Derek and others. So, we also allow them to get other free benefits such as coupons for life for free, and access to our websites, and training, and various things like that we offer to them for free. So, I don't know if that answers your question or not, but that's what we offer. And you can add anything you want to that.
Well,
okay.
Let me add one thing real quickly. Ron Clayton and I and Joel was on the air for a little over 9 years before I actually had the privilege of meeting Ron Clayton and his beautiful wife, Linda. But when he came down to Atlanta, he had never met me before. And he says, well, we're at the Hyatt Regency. How am I going to know what you look like? I said, well, look for a black dude in a cowboy hat and some boots, and I'm pretty sure I'll be the only one in the lobby with that description. So when he came over to me, he gave me a big old hug, and I don't like hugging Ryan Clayton. When I hugged him, my nose hit right under his armpit. He's about 6'6", and Country Boy's about 5'6". So we got some height differences there. So when I approach Ron, I'll never approach him from the side anymore. But he said, I got something for you, Country Boy. I said, you bought me something? He says, I most certainly did. Here. And I'm like, what is this? He handed me a little small box about the half size of a shoe box. I said, what is this? He said, some hope cards and some coupon books. Over $1,000 worth of coupons on each one of these. And I said, well, how many is in there? He said, 100. He gave me $100,000 worth of hope to give away. So that's the first thing that Ron Clayton said to me when I first met him. Hope is not hope until one gives it away. So I don't want you to run out of hope.
Absolutely.
Down here in Georgia.
So much more hope. Back over to you, Lynn.
Brad, you are something special. I love your nickname, Country Boy. Loads of fun. God, looking forward to seeing you again, by golly. Hopefully it's sooner than later. Great to be on the show with you, sir.
So now, Lynn, before you were so rudely, you could do the talk show and just tell them what Golden Rule does without us. But let's whip it right back over to you again, because you don't need no guidance, sir. You've been navigating for a lot of years. So if you don't mind, navigate us back over to Golden Rule Society and tell us some of those pillars that you set up with Golden Rule. Matter of fact, everybody's been on lockdown, Lynn. Why don't you tell us about what you can do to navigate us to getting away somewhere, traveling somewhere, Lynn, if you don't mind.
Well, I think that's really fun, especially when you talk about navigation, because I was a Navy fighter pilot for over a quarter of a century, and one of the jobs that I had, very temporarily, I was a navigator of the USS Enterprise. And it was an aircraft carrier, and it's the largest concentration of controlled nuclear power in the world. And I used to jokingly tell people,
wow.
They said, what do you got? I said, we got the 9 nuclear reactors downstairs boiling water. But we were the first organization that circumnavigated the world unreplenished. And we had two other vessels that were with us. The USS Bainbridge was a destroyer, and the USS, my voice here. Let me get, anyway, we circumnavigated the globe unreplenished. We would stop by different countries, 23 of them, and we would get the senior people, we would fly them out to the ship, and when they came out, landed aboard, we set them up on the flight deck, and we then launched our airplanes, and we would do an air show for the presidents and the vice presidents and the big shots. And they absolutely loved it, and it was just a ton of fun getting to meet people from all over the world, and they just loved seeing what we could do to help. And the nice part about it, and again, what you said, that you were navigate you, and that was something, because I'm a coal miner's kid from Scranton, Pennsylvania, and went off to the Navy, and they said, hey, kid, you did well on the tests. Would you like to test? The next thing you know, I'm down there in Pensacola, Florida, coming to flight training, and it's the best thing that ever happened to me. So high-flying horse trader, they called me, and all that sort of stuff goes on. But anyway, we could overwhelm it with the sea stories, by golly, that's what we call them. But anyway, in a nutshell, we want to talk about the Golden Rule Society. Like I say, 50 years of helping children, churches, and charities. And
wow,
again and again, what we've been doing, we've been giving people the gifts of empowerment for these 50 years. And we have, when you go to the website, again, you can share this with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity, with anybody you want, because it's all free. Some things are better than free. And there's some options in there when people might want to say, hey, I want to do that. Well, if they want to do that, you have to contact that particular organization, and they charge for their services. That's natural. You don't have to take them, but here it is. When you get to the website, GoldenRuleSociety.org, O-R-G. On the left side, when you get there, you're going to see the navigation buttons. And there are so many of them down the side, you can say, well, this sounds interesting. That sounds interesting. Well, let me just hit a few of the high points, because this is only a one-hour show, by golly. And here it is. We have, again, one of the programs is what we call the Intiva Health Program. And this gentleman that put it together, he was a friend of a friend. I never met him, but first time I met him, I found out he was a one-legged Marine. He lost his leg in combat. So, obviously, they discharged him, and he was going to school down in Texas. And he wanted to go back there and get his bachelor's degree and working on his master's degree, and which he did very well. And he's got a brilliant mind, wonderful. So he put together this program, technology, and it just helps the medical industry. The doctors, the scientists, the nurses, anybody, they're using his technology. Let me give you a simple example that should knock your socks off. Let's say that you just finished medical school. You are very proud, got your degree, you got your hat, all those good things. Now you have to be certified to be a real doctor. And it can take anywhere from 3 to 6 months for this qualification program. However, with the Intiva Health program, they can be done in a matter of minutes. And everybody says, how do you do that? Well, super-duper technology is what it is. And it's available for anybody in the medical industry. So when you talk to your doctor, your nurse, anybody you know that's in the medical industry, say, well, hey, you ought to check out this website, goldenrulesociety.org, and then in the navigation buttons, Intiva Health. It's an acronym, informational technology, all that good stuff. But the point is, when they go there, it's all free. And the people who are going there said, this is fantastic. And the synergy of it, again, let's say that, oh, dear, somebody's down my cell phone. I just got rid of it. Okay, anyway, when you get there, that's the beautiful part. And 3 years ago, by the way, when I met this guy, I realized what he was doing. So I became a partner with him. I don't know anything about the medical industry other than when I go to the doctors my own self. But the thing is, he's doing it. And then he became a senior advisor in our Golden Rule Society. So the people, but I'm supportive of the program Intiva Health. And 3 years ago, we were selected in the world the number one organization supporting the medical industry. So what makes me feel good is that here I am, the coal miner's kid, helping people to be more successful or to keep them alive, if you want to simplify it, keeping all of you people listening right now alive with the multiple advances and things that they're doing in the medical industry. I can go on and on with that, but that's one of the beautiful things. And that's when you go on our website, again, one of the, in the navigation buttons, Hope for You. Now, let me tell you another small world story. I played football in high school, baseball, basketball, all those sports. But my high school football coach went to Mansfield University, northeastern Pennsylvania. Guess who else went there? Dr. Joel Griffin, who's the head of the Hope Collection. He founded it. A brilliant man who was a senior advisor to three of our presidents. Brilliant, smart, wow. Wonderful personality, good Christian man. And we got to meet years later. He went to school with my high school football coach. Here we are, we meet. I became a part of the Hope Collection, and he became a senior advisor in our Golden Rule Society after being a senior advisor to three of our presidents, President Reagan, President George Bush the Elder, President George Bush the Younger. He also was invited to London Town to help with the people in Parliament, showing and helping them how to make sure whatever the taxes they collect from the people are to be used in a positive way to help make it a better world for the good people in England. That's what he did. Sadly, I got to tell you the truth, Dr. Joel Griffin passed away from cancer last June. I got a little emotional when I even thinking about him. He was a wonderful brother, wonderful brother. So anyway, that's the other one. Hope for you, it's there. Take it because the opportunities for you to become more successful in life is outstanding. And why not? It's there. And again, I talked about the success for you, educational, motivational, character-building stuff for everybody. And if you want to be more successful, You have to get the action plan for living. You get an action plan for business. It is just terrific. And I tell people, if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, logically, you're going to be more successful in your life. And I always promise people, and I say, I'd give you a money-back guarantee, but I can't because it's free. Can't beat that with a stick, can you, folks? So with those gifts for you, that's just a couple. And I don't want to bore you or overwhelm you, but that's why we're here. And during those 50 years, I've had 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. And they told me that in 2014, I was number 2 in the world to win the prize. And that's, I mean, it's a very nice thought. But here, that's what it works out when you're trying to help others. Be kind, courteous, take it like mm-hmm. you're to help it. Treat others the way you want to be treated. You can't beat that with a stick. I can go on and on, but I'm going to get off my high horse and turn it back over to you, Dale. Keep it going, and I'm here to help. Back over to you, sir.
Okay.
God bless.
That's a great story, and thank
God,
you so much for sharing
you,
that information.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for all that wonderful input and all the work that you've done over the years. You know, God tells us to give it away. Give people hope. Give people love. Give it away. And you've been doing that for 50 years now or more, giving it away to people. And we thank you. We thank you so much for that. And we thank God for putting you in position where you can work with us and we can work with you and we can all work for one common goal, and that's to help people to have a better life and to help the world to have more peaceful life and to all the projects that you're working on and we're working on and we're working together on. Ron Clayton and many others are working together, all of us, Country Boy and many others on the team are working together. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to give it away. Give away his love. Country Boy and I were talking about that yesterday on the phone. And the more we give away, the more we receive. And that's through the cycle of appreciation. And that's something that all of us are a part of. The more we give away, the more it comes back to us. And that's what God says. I will give you the love that you need. I will give you the hope that you need. I will give you whatever you need. When he sent his disciples out to the around the world, he said, don't worry about it. He says, I'll take care of what you need. They were worried they didn't know what they would say to people. They didn't know how they could talk the language. He said, don't worry about it. He says, I'll take care of it. And when they came back to him, they were amazed. They were totally amazed at what they were able to accomplish through his spirit. And so that's what Lynn's all about, too, is giving it away every day. And thank you, Lynn. Thank you so much for all of your accomplishments. And I hope and pray that you will win the prize. For the Nobel Peace Prize, I have it in my mind and in my heart that you're going to win, and I just hope that the good Lord will give you that opportunity because you have deserved. You are most deserving of anybody that I know in the world to win that prize. So,
thank you kindly because there are two organizations right now, they're contemplating to nominate me this year, and they've got 10 days to do it. And I think that's fine. I'll wait and see how it goes. But somebody said, hey, Lynn, how did this all come about, this business that you're doing, the Golden Rule Society? I said, what's your philosophy? I said, well, it's always been the same. To better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward. which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. And I said, wow, that makes sense. I said, well, sure, it's simple but yet powerful. And you know what? After I finished my Navy career as a fighter pilot and Top Gun, East Coast, all Navy, Top Gun, that sort of stuff. So fun stuff, great combat deployment, all that good stuff. But anyway, on a lighter note, somebody, after the Navy, I got a job as an airline pilot, flying around, having a great time, and it was fun. Pacific Southwest Airlines here out of San Diego, California, they hired me right out of the Navy. And not only that, they let me be a line pilot carrying passengers, but they also made me an instructor. So anyway, I don't want to get too beyond, but I want to let you know how it got started, the Golden Rule Society. So there I was flying on, and one Christmas, Santa Claus was really kind to me. I got two electric shavers under the Christmas tree. So I... You know, I mean, so what am I going to do with two electric shavers? And I asked my buddies, the fighter pilots, I still hang out with them, and all my airline pilot buddies. What am I going to do with two electric shavers? And they said, oh, Len, it's very simple. You shave your face with one, and you shave your legs with the other one. And what would you expect for a bunch of fighter pilots and airline pilots? God, you're just full of bim-bim vitality. So I got on the airplane one day, and I was telling the people jokingly about getting the two electric shavers. And I said, you know what I'm going to do, folks? I'm going to swap this electric razor, shaver, the one that I haven't used. It's brand new. But I'm going to swap with anybody who wants to swap with me for something of greater value. And I said, here's what I'm going to do. The next flight, I'm going to swap. Again, I said, I'm going to keep swapping until I get a real swayback horse or a clunker of a car or something like that. The winner will get the prize, and the money will go to a charity, any charity, church, whatever, that we select. I wasn't doing it for my own benefit, but just to help others. And it jumped and it exploded. The flight attendants got the biggest kick out of it because they were telling the passengers and everything, oh, this crazy pilot we got up there, Len Kane, he's always good, full of fun and all that. It was delightful. And next thing you know, my boss, the chief pilot, heard about it, and he says, you're doing what? And I said, well, yeah, I'm doing just a lark because it was fun. And he says, I've got to talk to the president of the company about this. I said, well, okay, I must have got it. I didn't do any of the swapping while we were flying. Everything was done on the ground for safety's sake, obviously. And, of course, but that didn't stop them from picking up on it because the president of the company said, he's doing what? And, yes, he is. And he started laughing. He says, that is fantastic. So he joined in and very supportive, so he allowed me to continue. So the next thing you know, they're doing publicities, they're doing newspaper articles and all that sort of stuff, and I ended up with a nickname, the High-Flying Horse Trader. And it was very successful because one of the first ones we did, we raised, in today's dollars now, would be round numbers about $100,000 from the gift that we finally got. People have had it. Money in the pot.
Wow.
Got themselves a ticket. And it was fun. So my buddy, who was an attorney, and we were golf partners, and I told him what we were doing, and he says, Len, you got to form a corporation, a nonprofit corporation, and he helped me do it. So all these years, 50 years, we're legitimate, all that registration, we follow all the rules and all. And we're all non-paid volunteers. I have to stress that. Because people, I want you to know, folks, I'm not doing this for money in any way, shape, or form. So we're continuing. But there it is, the High-Flying Horse Trader, and we put together the Golden Rule Society charity. Wonderful stuff.
Wow.
And I never thought I'd knew anything like this. But the good Lord has his hand in it. He's had his hand in my life, directing it and all that sort of stuff. So, ladies and gentlemen, listening out there, and by the way, all the listeners you have, you can share it. Simply tell them to go to the Golden Rule Society .org and take advantage of the opportunities. And I'm looking at the list.
Lynn, I'm going to have to say amen right there. I have a photographic memory. I know I'm going to have some grandkids coming along pretty soon. And when it comes around the holiday, we'll call it Christmas time, for lack of better words, I think that's a better story than the Santa Claus story. I've heard a lot of stories in my life, but I can imagine myself running up to you right now and say, Granddad, tell it to me again. Tell it to me again. And then he raises his hand and he says, now it's time to go to sleep. But, Granddaddy, I got one more question for you before I go to sleep. And you said, okay, what is it, country boy? And I said, was it an Arelco?
All of that. And then, jokingly, you know, I said, Santa Claus got his signals crossed. That's why I got two electric cables. One from was for my wife, and the other one was her mother. That's what the word really came from.
So Lynn, if anybody ever shows up threatening to tell the story about the Grinch, I'm going to jump right in and say, let me tell you about this guy named Lynn Cave, Navy SEAL fighter pilot.
High-flying horse trainer.
I love it. And then, Dale, you wasn't on the other week. We asked Lynn. I said, Lynn, if they was to record your air miles, you've been flying around all these years, man. I know you've been you're just completely out of this world. Lynn, when I asked you how many air miles they logged you in, you remember what you told me?
Oh, yeah. Well, it ended up, it was something like 5 round trips to the moon.
I was just thinking that. I was like, you've been everywhere but to the moon.
Lynn, I'm going to hush. I got one more for you, and then I'm going to hit my mute button again. I'm going to let out a secret, if you don't mind. I'm going to tell a secret on International Talk Radio today, and I'm going to swear everybody in. You guys have a right to remain silent, but if I tell you this secret, you have to give up your mic to remain silent by telling everybody that you know that this man, Lynn Cave, was designed in our Creator's own image, and this man is absolutely awesome, incredible, and he is out of this world if he was designed in Creator's own image. Lynn Cave, you must be wow. I'm going to say it. Wow, wow, wow.
God bless you, country boy. I'm just a coal miner's kid just trying to get along. That's all. And it's here to serve. Here to serve. That's why we're all here. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for your kind words and your friendship. Your friendship is just valuable, so valuable. God bless you. We're continuing working together. And when we kick off, you're all going to be receiving the kindness campaign. And all we ask people to do is to share it with others. When they get it, they'll get the video email of sorts, and I tell them, simple, what do? Just forward this to your friends so everybody can just share with one another, and let's just live the life that the good Lord wants us to live, sharing the love that he gives us with others. Wouldn't it be a wonderful world if everybody would do that? We wouldn't be having countries fighting one another, people killing each other and all that. That's madness. That's not what we're here for. That's all the work of the devil, for crying out loud. Anyway, I'm getting a little and everything.
Amen,
brother. So turn it back over to anybody that has something wonderful or simple to share. That's why we're here. Back over to you.
Thank you, Lynn, for sharing that whole story with us. That
every time I hear that story, I'm like country boy. It amazes me how you got started, and you had to have been inspired by the Holy Spirit. I could tell God was working through you to set up the whole Golden Rule Society, and it's very obvious to me that's what happened. Just like He's working through so many of us also in the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society to help other people and to make for a better world all around and to promote kindness to each other. It's just a wonderful, wonderful feeling when you think about it, that we're not doing this for money. We're doing this because it's the right thing that God wants us to be doing. It's like handing out a hope card that Derek does every day. He's doing it because it's the right thing to be doing, because he wants to help people. And so I commend all of you who are on the program today and all of you who are listening on the Internet. Come join us. And it's a wonderful feeling when you can help someone and to help them in any issue they might be dealing with in their life. And Len Cain's Golden Rule Society and Dr. Joel Griffin's Hope Collection, they all have the same message, and that's helping people by helping them to help other people. The number that anybody can call into this show is 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. And we're broadcasting to over 70 countries around the world every single day, Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 1 o'clock Eastern Time. And on Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., the same telephone number. I commend all of you for all of the projects that you are individually working on. And I wish that we had time for everybody to give us an overview of what they're working on. But in the one-hour show, we just don't have enough time for all of that. And that's why we were very specific each day on what is covered in each program. And on my show on Thursday, I do a lot of coverage with the immigrants that are coming into this country and how we're helping them to be acclimated into this country and how we help them get their their citizenship if that's what they want. And the other hosts of the show are doing the same thing. They have specific areas that they specialize in. And Len has specialized in many different areas. And I commend him for all of that. And I wish him the very, very best, him and his wife. It's just amazing story to hear how it started and how it's grown. And the good Lord has to be in control of it, like he's in control of everything of our lives. And he's helping so many of us. And he's helping us each day in everything we do, because he gives us the vision. He gives us the tools that we need, the skills that we need. He gives it to us. And he gives us the love that we need and the hope that we need. And he tells us, give it away, give it away. And that's what we're doing. And that's why it's working. And that's why it's growing. And that's why I believe Lynn is going to get that prize this year. And I hope and pray that he will get it, because he deserves it. More than anybody I can think of in the world, Lynn deserves it.
I keep squeezing your trigger, Lee, and every time I turn around, I say, I'm going to hush, but I can't. My spirit just boils over when I hear you talk. With a man with your infinite wisdom, and we got you cornered now, sir, even if you're a top gun. But I'm not going to let you escape without taking me back to Golden Rule Society and then click on one more button for me, Lynn, before we go. Can you click on your wires button, your wires travel button? Because I tell you, everybody's prisoners now in their own household and ain't even been able to go somewhere. But if they decide to travel, Lynn, can you give us some wise information on what we can find on Golden Rule?
Oh, I'd be happy to, because there are three more selections and choices that you can make, ladies and gentlemen. And you can share again and again. There's no limit with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity, anybody. But here it is, being an airline pilot for almost 30 years, after being an airline fighter pilot for a quarter of a century, I'm rather familiar with traveling. So when you go onto the Golden Rule Society website, goldenrulesociety.org, you'll see in the navigation buttons, it says Wise Traveler. Now, here's the thing. Again, I'll stress, it's free. You click on a button, you sign up. You are now a member of the Wise Traveler. Doesn't cost you anything. Now, let's say that you want to go on a cruise ship. Well, whatever the air cruise line you want to go with, you contact them and tell them that, yes, here's my identification number with the Golden Rule Society's Wise Traveler program. The discounts vary, but they go all the way up to 85%. If the airline or whoever you want to travel on, trains, buses, planes, whatever, if they have seats available and you contact them and say, hey, I'd want to fly from here, and can you give me a discount? Yes, anything. They'll give you a discount so that they could fill up that seat. If they can't sell it for 100%, they'll give a discount. Simple as that, right? It makes sense. So Wise Traveler. And it's there, the link is all there for you to enjoy and to share. Because flying airplanes, and you say, oh, I can't afford it, give it a try. And maybe you say, hey, well, I can afford this. Let's say they cut it in half, or whatever they give it. But that's the deal offered by the Traveler Pro organization. Here's another one. It's a prescription discount program. Now, I told you about the medical professional that we support, the number one in the world supporting the medical industry. Well, here's a program. It's called the prescription discount program. So the doctor gives you, you got to go into the pharmacy. And you get there, but before you do, you contact the prescription drug discount program and tell them that, yes, you are a member of the Golden Rule Society. It's automatic membership. And it's free to join. We're not selling anything. When you do that, the discount program is up to 80%. And the doctor gives you this pharmacy, the prescription, and you say, wow, this is just $100 for this prescription. But you call the discount program, and they say you can get it for half of that. Wow, who can turn that down? And why not? Give it a try. If they say we can't give you a discount on that particular prescription, and that's their control, not mine, but they offer discounts. So why not take advantage of it? It'd be silly not to, wouldn't it? But that's what we're a part of. So you got the Wise Traveler program. And you also have some, and I mentioned to you that we have this video. You're not going to believe the name they call it. They're video emails. It's the Bomb program. They are awesome. And they do charge for their services, but it's well worth it. You click on that, you need a little video thing that you hang onto your computer screen, and you contact your family, your friends, your neighbors, whoever you want to call. They answer the email. That's not what it is. It's an email, but it's a video email. And you say, hi, Mom, hi, Dad, hi, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins, buddies from school, wherever, whatever. And they can see you talking. And you can talk for as long as you like. A minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, four. I try to keep it short. But it's a nice way of staying in touch with people. I mean, you can write emails back and forth all the time, and it's very nice for people to read it, but at least you're in touch. But when they open up the email and it's a video, they click on that, and there you are with your smile, your personality. Wow, it comes through. And that's what we do in the Golden Rule Society. I'm going to send people an email, and all they have to do is forward it. Doesn't cost anything to do that. But to be a member, it does, because they've got to stay alive. But what a wonderful service. And again, watch my lips. I'm not selling anything, okay? And again, I'll stress on it. Hope for you. Intiva Health, the Prescott Dogs, the travel. Oh, it's on and on. And there's more, but I'm just hitting the high points. And with that, I want to say to Dale and Brad and anybody who's listening, God bless you. Please take good care. Be safe and be wise. Share the love that the good Lord has given you with others. Over to you, my friend. Thank you, Dale.
Yes.
God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, Len.
God bless you. God bless you, Len.
Yes.
And you you have safe travels wherever you're traveling. And thank you for all your help, and thank you for all your input today. We only have about 3 minutes left, folks. We're going to be wrapping up here shortly. I just wanted to mention that Gary Umperville is on with us also, and Gary is primarily listening and learning. Gary's been part of the Hope Collection for a long time, and he's been one of our hosts for a long time. And so, welcome, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
I just wanted you to say hi.
And,
hey, what's going on, Dale?
hey, Dale. Yeah.
Dale, I was wondering who that other 716 area code was.
I just wanted to say that anytime I get a chance to listen to Len Cain, I'm listening. But, Len, I'm going to send you a link today to today's call. Sent one last night to the call yesterday. But anytime you speak, we're going to send you a link. And we'll
Gary, send me your number, too, because I need to talk to you, Gary. Gary, you got my number? Gary, you have my number?
I think I do. How about that?
If not, I'll number make sure you get it, Gary.
My number is 716-812-6150.
One more time, Gary. I got my pen.
716-812-6150.
I got the 716, and then you kind of broke up. One more time.
716-812-6150.
All right, Gary, I got it. I'll call you after the call, Gary. Good to hear your voice, bro. Happy New Year to you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gary, for sending the recordings. God bless you, Gary. Keep up your good work.
Thank you so much for helping out today, Dale, and also Country Boy. I want to thank you for helping out so much today. And Len Cain, certainly we appreciate all that you've done and your input to the Hope Collection and your sharing of your experiences with the Golden Rule Society. Thank you so much for that, and God bless you and your family. And Gary Umperville, thank you also. And I hope I don't forget anybody. That's one reason I sometimes don't like to name all the names. But anybody that's listening or anybody that shared their stories today or participated in the program, thank you so much for it. And we appreciate it. We appreciate it
well,
so
thank
much.
You all. And I think we're about to run out of time here.
Yep, we're out. So,
okay, take
all.
Care, everyone. Have a blessed week.
All right, good day, everybody.
Will give you a call as well. Okay,
yes,
take
good
care.
Good job, Dale. All right, sir, thanks.
Thank you so much.
All right, God bless. And God bless.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.